latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Spanish Midwifery Association from the Hospital of Alicante has launched a breastfeeding campaign this week aimed at raising awareness that drinking alcohol is incompatible whilst lactating. A presentation was held that was attended by over 100 mothers and soon-to-be mums, which highlighted the benefits of breastfeeding the newborn and the importance of nutritional care in infancy. The presentation did recommend the inclusion of non-alcoholic beer in the diet of a nursing mother due to the high water content, around 95%, and compounds that could be beneficial to both mother and baby. The Port of Alicante has seen a drop in fresh fish of 58.3% in the first 8 months of the year, resulting in it being one of the worst performing harbours in Spain. Valencia saw an increase of 38.6%, however, Castellón saw a 3.8% drop. Across the country, a total of 157,446 tonnes of fish was landed between January and August, representing an increase of 1.9% over the first 8 months of 2013. During the month of August, 18,816 tonnes was brought to shore, representing a decrease of 14.6% compared to August of last year. And it's according to provisional data from the State Ports Association. The biggest growth was seen in Tarragona, with a staggering increase of 311.7%. The provincial political party conference of the Partido Popular has been held in Benidorm this weekend, with the members expected to sign a new anti-corruption declaration in which they vow to resign from office in the event of being charged in a corruption case. The declaration is not enforceable, however, nor was it clear how it would affect those already charged, such as most of the entire previous PP government of Orihuela, now serving opposition but set to fight the next elections to try to win back the municipality they lost last time. King Felipe and Queen Letizia attend the presentation of the 23rd edition of the Dictionary of the Spanish Language this week in a ceremony held at the Real Academia Española, which is in Madrid. The dictionary is created through the collaboration of over 20 different associations who operate under the umbrella group of Asociación de Academias de la Lengua Española. The paper version of the dictionary covers 2,376 pages and has undergone a major overhaul during the 13 years since the previous edition in 2001. There are some 93,111 entries in the dictionary, compared with the 84,431 in the previous version, and double the number in the first, published in 1780. In all, the dictionary includes 195,439 definitions, including about 19,000 Americanisms, with 140,000 amendments to 49,000 items. 1,350 words have been deleted. Comparatively, in the latest edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, there were more than 600 new words, phrases, and senses added, including the revision of several everyday words such as week, day, and group. New additions such as fast check, workaround, and first world problem. Of course, it will take far too long to detail all of the amendments here, but you can assign yourself some daily homework tasks to research these other notable words, including caseworker, contrafactive, die homely, high Dutchman, red army fraction, workerism, and one of my favourites, little bear. For more details on all of these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.